Okay, in Perek Gimel, Rav Chaim Volozhiner explained, as we discussed yesterday, that Adam HaRishon was created b'tzelem Elokim in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but specifically that aspect of Hashem, that he is Baal HaKachos Kulam, all the forces in the world stem and are a result of the ongoing Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was the one who created them in the first place. And we are related to that as well, human beings as a whole, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also endowed us with this ability to affect not only ourselves, and you know, perhaps those around us, but really the entirety of creation, and the way we conduct ourselves can either bring down the creation and make it more corrupt, or to elevate creation and make it even more holy. But he says over here in the beginning of Perek Gimel something really surprising. He says, "I'll pi kol prate sidrei hanhagosav." It's not only when he does a mitzvah or an avera, right, where there the impact is obvious. But b'chol kol prate sidrei hanagosav, everything that he does, b'chol inyana b'chol eis v'rega mamish. So everything that a person does, even if it's not a mitzvah or an avera per se, affects the entirety of creation. And many feel that Rav Chaim Volozhiner here is echoing a comment of the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos Halacha Beis, where the Rambam says that a person should have in mind, as he's doing all of his daily activities, even if they might be mundane, that they could have an unbelievable impact and do indeed have religious significance. He says, "Sarach ha'adam, she'achavin kol ma'asav kulam." Everything that he does, says the Rambam, when he does it, he should have in mind, k'dei leidas Hashem baruch hu bavad, that he is coming closer to Hashem. So whether he's eating, whether he's sleeping, whether, you know, whatever he's doing, even if he's exercising, relaxing, whatever he's doing, he should have in mind that he's attempting to come closer to Hashem through this activity. V'yesh shivto v'kumai, when he sits, when he gets up, v'diburo hakol le'umas ze hadavar. Everything should be towards that goal. Ketzad. How is this? K'sheyisa v'yitein, when he's engaged in business, or yasa melacha litoschar, or he's, you know, receiving a reward, meaning a salary. So whether he's engaged in business or he's a salaried employee, lo yeh belibo kibbutz mamun bovad, he shouldn't only have in mind that he's earning money, el yasa dvarim ha'elu k'dei sheyimsa dvarim shaguf tzarech lehen, he should do it in order that he should buy the things that he needs in order to live, me'achilo v'shasiya, v'yeshivas bais v'nesiyas isha. So he should have in mind that he's doing it to support himself in order so that when he gets home, he should be able to, to come closer to Hashem and to lead a religious and spiritual life. So everything could be viewed in that context. V'chein k'sheyach v'yishta, every time he eats and drinks, every time he should have in mind that he's not just to enjoy himself, in order to make himself holy, healthier, in order to then go on and serve Hashem. And the Rambam claims that all of this is included within the pasuk and say for Mishlei, "Abechol derachecha da'ehu." Everything that a person does, he should attempt to come closer to Hashem through that which he's doing. And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Lamed Aleph Halacha Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bechol mashi yahane ve'ol mazeh." Every time a person enjoys something in this world, lo yiskavin lo na'asa, he shouldn't have in mind to enjoy it only, right? You can have in mind to enjoy it, you know, the unbelievable burger or whatever it is. But he should also have in mind, "La'avodas habari yizbar k'dechsiv b'chol derachecha da'ehu." And that is what Chazal mean in the Mishnah, "Mesechtes Avos v'chol ma'asecha yihiyu l'shem shamayim." Everything that a person does should be for the sake of heaven, meaning should be for the sake of his avodas Hashem, to make him stronger, to make him healthier, better equipped in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And this really defines, therefore, all of our activities, and therefore everything that we do impacts upon the entirety of creation, either raising or elevating creation or degrading it. And even if it's not a mitzvah or an avera per se, every activity that we do, depending on our intentions and our mindset when we do it, can affect the entirety of creation. It's interesting, Rav Shechter likes to quote a shach in Chosha Mishpat. You say, what does a shach and Chosha Mishpat have to do with this Musar idea of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos? But the shach and Chosha Mishpat discussing the concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina. Dina de Malchusa Dina is a quite very difficult concept to define the parameters of it exactly, and they're hotly debated, but at least the basic concept means that under certain circumstances, the law of the land takes on a halachic significance as well. When is that true, and to what extent, is a big, always, you know, a big discussion. However, typically we assume that Din Malchus Adina only applies when one is having a, one is engaged in a transaction or some other engagement between Jews and non-Jews. So then we say Din Malchus Adina. However, if there's, there's an interaction between two Jews, so then we don't resort to the Din Malchus Adina, but typically we would apply the halachas of the Torah. there are certain exceptions to that. Like, let's say, we need to know, what's considered to be a form of acquisition, or what does a contract mean? Well, then under those circumstances, we'd assume that people have in mind whatever is the law of the land. So even if it's a transaction between two Jews, the halacha depends on what people have in mind, and sometimes the law of the land will just serve to define or help us understand what people probably had in mind when they said this or that, or when they wrote this or that. So it can have certain effects. However, the Shach writes that we also say, Dina de Malchusa Dina, even between two Jews, not only in terms of deciding what did people have in mind, what did they mean when they wrote something, but also if the halakha has nothing to say about a certain topic, then we don't discuss, then who would fill in that gap would be Dina de Malchusa Dina. We would resort to the law of the land. So the Shach is offended, the Chazon Ish is offended by that comment of the Shach. So in Siman Tes Zayin, all the way at the end of the Chazon Ish on Chosha Mishpat, he has miscellaneous essays. So in Siman Tes Zayin, Ois Aleph, the Chazon Ish writes, V'loshon HaShach Kosheh, L'chaven She'ein Chiluk Bein Din Mefuresh La'ein Mefuresh. There's no difference between something which is a halacha mefureshes and something which isn't. V'ein Kal Din She'ein Mefuresh. There is no, area of life which is not governed by halacha. So even if it's not stated explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, what should we do in this scenario or that scenario, what we're meant to do is extrapolate from the principles that we do have to what should be the halacha in this blind spot or this area that wasn't necessarily addressed previously and is a new scenario. So the Chazon Ish says there is no blind spot really. Everything is meant to be included within the rules that we're given, and we're meant to extrapolate from that how to live a Torah Chaim, right? How to live a life based on the Torah. So there is no area of life which isn't governed by halacha. So that's why he asks in the Shach, how can you say Dina d'Malchusa Dina applies in areas that the halacha has nothing to say? Halacha has something to say in every area. Shecheinu adin, she'imen, okay, everything that depends on halacha. So that's what Rav Shechel likes to say, that, if a person relaxes, so then he's really relaxing because the Torah told him to relax. So he says some people find that not relaxing, right? The whole purpose of relaxing is, that I need a break, I need to clear my mind. So then we say to him, the Torah told you to do it. And well, now I feel stressed about it again. I want to make sure I'm doing it properly. Am I relaxing properly, right? So it can be, somewhat of an anxiety creating mindset. However, at the same time, I think it's important hashkafically to recognize that really everything we do has halachic implications. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, that when the ger, a convert, comes to be converted, so we tell him about some difficult mitzvahs and some easy mitzvahs. Madianos and mixas mitzvahs kalas and mixas mitzvahs chamuros. Gemara Masechtas Yevamos daf mem zayin. So we tell him hard mitzvahs, we tell him easy mitzvahs. The Gemara asks, what is a hard mitzvah? What is an easy mitzvah? Okay. But why do we tell him hard mitzvahs? Why do we tell him easy mitzvahs? Just tell him the hard mitzvahs. If he accepts the hard mitzvahs, so bachlam, asai mana, then we know that he'll probably accept the easy mitzvahs. Why bother telling him about the easy mitzvahs? So the Meiri there writes something that's so powerful. The Meiri says, because the hard mitzvahs, a person can gird themselves to overcome them, right? A Shabbos, okay, is a big challenge, but a person can get accustomed to it, a person can overcome it, it's once a week, He can make the most of it, and it can even be something that can enhance his spiritual experience and really make a big positive in his life, not just a negative. Issa malacha, but it can enhance his life. Or there might be other great challenges of life that a person can, overcome, here or there. The easy mitzvahs are sometimes more challenging, says Meiri, because it governs every little area of our life, how to do this, how to do that, how to, a person goes to the bathroom, make a bracha. That's, oh my gosh, it's an easy mitzvah. But every single time you do anything, there's the Torah telling you how to do it. So that could be something that's somewhat discouraging. So that's why we have to tell the ger, hello, when you're converting over here, you're not just taking on these big ticket items. Even the little pirtei pratim, the little details, the minutia of your life is also governed by halacha too. Perhaps that's what Naomi meant to tell, what Ruth meant to tell Naomi. Ruth says to her as she tries to ditch her behind, she says, El Acher, El Asher, Telchi Eleich, wherever you go, I will go. Basher Talini Olin, wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Amecha Mi, my nation is your nation is my nation. V'lokaycha L'koyin, your God is my God. What did she mean by these four phrases? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, when she said, El Asher Telchi Eleich, she meant to say, I won't violate Tchum Shabbos. I won't walk too far out of the community on Shabbos. Basher Talini Olin, where you sleep, I'll sleep. I won't violate the Isser Vichud. Amecha Mi means the Tayag Mitzvahs, I accept all of them. The Lokaycha L'Koyin, and included in that is the Iser of Avodah Zarah, that she won't worship other gods. However, the Medrash says something different than the Gemara. The Medrash says that when she said, El Asher Telchi Eleich, she was responding to Naomi, because Naomi told her, not only can you not violate Chum Shabbos, You can't go into the theaters of the Nachrim. You can't go into their, you know, into their stadiums, right? This is part of the Isser of Chukas Hakam. Whether that applies today is another discussion. But there, you know, there was terrible pritzos and ritzicha going on in their theaters and stadiums. And therefore, that was a place of tremendous pritzos. So Naomi tells Rus, you can't go into these places if you're going to convert to Yiddishkeit. And then she told her, Basher Talini Alin, what was she responding to? She told her, you can't sleep in a house without a mezuzah on it. The house has to have a mezuzah. So she said, fine, I'll sleep in a house that has a mezuzah, and I won't go into the theaters and to the stadiums. But why was she mentioning these items, the theaters and the stadiums and the mezuzah? So if Schwab explains in the Ma'ariv Beitzah Shoeva, what she was telling her is, it's not just Avodah Zarah. It's not just Shabbos and Kashrus and all those things, which of course are part of what, you know, Yiddishkeit is about in the Isser of Yichud and the Tchum Shabbos. It's about culturally as well, walking into their stadiums and theaters. It's about, you know, every little thing that you do, a mezuzah on the door, you can sleep there, a mezuzah on the door, no mezuzah on the door, you can't sleep there. Every little thing in life is governed by minutia, and even if, you know, it's governed by halacha, even the minutia of life, and even if it's not a formal halacha, it's the minig. Ain't derech in Shabbos Yisrael, the Medrash says. We don't, it's not the derech of the Bnei Yisrael to go into the stadiums and the theaters, but rather to ask himself with tznius, it's also incumbent upon you, even beyond the formal mitzvahs. We have Minhaga Yisrael, which he also had to accept. So I think over here, what the Nefesh HaChaim is reinforcing is that everything we do has this, you know, almost infinite impact and importance, therefore. And therefore, we have to be cognizant in everything that we do, that b'chol derechecha da'ehu. He then takes it, though, and we'll have to get to this next time, to somewhat of which I find the most difficult concept that he's mentioned so far, and that is that our actions even affect the Ribono Shel Olam, which theologically, we're going to have to figure out what does he mean by that, that our actions can affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, how could that be? So, Misham, we'll get to that next time. All right, Chevron, yeah?